Amen. Come on. I've been soaking in this word, so I just want to get it out there this morning. If you have comments about anything that's said this morning, just put it in the comments box on the live feed, and we'll try to address it. Let's get my little arms down here and get my notes up here. So Lord, we just open your word this morning, God, and we just say, God, let your word run swiftly this morning. Let your word run, God, with passion, with fire. Let it mark us today, God. Let us not just come into your word and then switch on to another program afterwards, God. Let us begin to soak in your word. Take your word in as a seed. Lord, water that word, grow that word, that it becomes part of who we are, our expectancy, our passion, our fire, God, our walk with you, Father, that we would grow as oaks of righteousness, God, transforming, as you said in the word, building desolate places, rebuilding desolate places, healing lives, opening the eyes of the blind, setting the captives free. So, Lord, let's dig into your word this morning, God. Come with your fire. Come with passion this morning. Let your word run swiftly in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen this morning. So today I want to speak to you on the suddenlies and the immediatelies of God. I've heard this been bantered about so many times. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to start looking up the suddenlies of God and the immediatelies of God. And you know, there are like so many. There are like, I think just in the NIV version, without going into other versions, there's 47 mentions of suddenlies. The suddenlies of God, suddenlies. Isn't that awesome? Like when God does something once or twice, you think, woohoo! When he does it 47 times, it's like we need to take notice. We need to like buck up, listen, watch, and see what God is doing. And the immediatelies of God, which are totally different, but the same, you know, 54 times the immediatelies, immediately this happened, immediately that happened. So let's kind of dive into that a wee bit this morning. 2 Kings 2, verse 11. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly, a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Come on. I was reading this, you know, and I just began to think, what would I do if I was walking, along the road, talking with Andy or another leader or Victor or Gillian, and all of a sudden, a chariot of fire, a fire blazing chariot, and horses that were on fire came out of nowhere and came between us and separated us. Like, would you not freak out, honestly? Would you not like think, what the flip? You know? It appeared and it separated them. It came between them. Why? So that Elisha wouldn't be taken as well. So that Elisha wouldn't be taken. And then people say about Elijah going up in the chariot. He went up in a whirlwind. This whirlwind began to come around Elijah. And Elijah went up into the heavenlies. And Elisha grabbed the mantle that came from Elijah and put it on himself. And I'm like, gosh, what mantles are we leaving today? What mantles are we carrying that other people desire to have? What is it about your life? What are you carrying? What has God given you to carry? What has he given you to impart to others that they long for? It's like, oh, I want this. I want that that they're carrying. I want their prophetic anointing. I want their teaching anointing. I want their hospitality anointing. I want their administrative anointing. I want their apostolic anointing. I want their pastoral anointing. What is it that you carry? What is your gifting in God? Because that is the mantle that you have to pass on to others. As you walk in it, practice it, action it, become mature in it, that mantle grows greater and greater and greater. And that mantle goes from just being a gift to being an equipping mechanism. So what is the mantle that God has given you? I'm like, Lord, I want to leave a legacy. I don't want people to come to my funeral and just say, oh, wow, she loved Jesus. I want them to say, I received from her something that is growing within me. I received from her seed that is growing within me. I got part of who she is, part of what she carried, like Elijah and Elisha. What is it that you carry today? Suddenly a chariot of fire. There's going to come a moment, guys, when a suddenly comes. Are you ready? Are you ready to be taken? Are you in that place of assurance with God? Number 1642. But when the assembly gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron and turned toward the tent of meeting, suddenly the cloud covered it and the glory of God appeared. Suddenly the cloud covered it. When the people rose up against the leadership, against Moses and Aaron, and said, who are you to lord over us? Who do you think you are? Do you think you know better than us? And they went past Moses and Aaron and they went toward the tent of meeting. God stepped in with us suddenly and he says, you're not qualified to be here. And he covered it in glory and separated it from the people. Suddenly the cloud covered. Malachi 3:1, I will send my messenger. He will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. Come on. There's going to come a day, guys, when there's going to be a suddenly of the Lord and he is going to come. He's going to come and all this stuff is going to be done. He is going to come and begin to establish his government on the earth. And it's going to come with what? With a suddenly. With a suddenly. Are you ready for that suddenly? Are you prepared for that suddenly? Mark 13:36. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. Do not let him find you sleeping. Acts 1:10. They were looking intently up to the sky as he was going, when the Lord was being taken up, when suddenly two men dressed in white appeared beside them. Are you ready for the suddenlies of angelic appearances? Are you expecting the suddenlies? Or are they going to just pass you by? I want to see when the angelic come. I want to see when things happen. I want to know where Jesus is in the room with me. I want to know where the Holy Spirit is in the room with me. Wow. Acts 2:2. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Have we got to the place yet, guys, of unity together, where there's going to be a suddenly, a sound happens that's not of this earth, that you know is not about anything around you, but this suddenly is the presence of God. Acts 16:26, suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, immediately, the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains fell off. Everyone's chains fell off. Do you need a suddenly of God today, where your chains fall off, where things that you've been addicted to or bound to or just can't seem to shake off, that have held you confined? Are you ready for a suddenly today of that to be released, for there to be an earthquake in your life, a shaking in your life, so that those chains fall off? Are you quite content just to sit there and keep them like a comfort blanket, an excuse not to go deeper, not to go higher? Matthew 8:3, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Matthew 20:34, Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight. Without delay, immediately. Mark 5:29, immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Can you believe having an ailment, a suffering ailment that keeps you from society, that locks you away, that classifies you as unclean, as dirty, as something that nobody would want to go near? And all of a sudden, and immediately happens in your life, and that thing is gone. And you're restored to society. Can you imagine the joy of that immediately in your life? Can you imagine the joy of that immediately? When you can dance without pain, when you can shout without pain and restriction, when you can live your life without that disease just crippling you. Can you imagine? The immediatelys of God are coming. The immediatelys of God are coming. Come on. Luke 5, 24, 25. I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. Immediately he stood in front of them and took what he'd been lying on and went home praising God. His immediately was an obedience. And in his obedience was a healing. How many of us are still battling for healings? Because when God comes with the immediately and a condition, that we are not ready to immediately respond with yes, Lord. If God says to you, I'm going to do this for you, but first I want you to let go of this. I can't take you any further until this goes, until you let this go. And I'm going to touch you and I'm going to release you as soon as you do that. Are we ready to do the immediately? Are we ready to walk in that obedience with the Lord this morning? So suddenlies and immediatelys, what are they? They are time step-ins of God. They're time step-ins of God, where God steps in to demonstrate his sovereign authority, to mark something, to establish something, to put a seal on something. It's a stepping into our time at a specific moment to intervene, to assist our destiny, to assist in the forming and understanding of our identity, to advance the kingdom on earth through healing, signs, wonders, miracles. They are step-ins of God into time. And I believe that this is a season where God has given us keys that give us access to these dimensions, to dimensions, entrances, and gateways of suddenlies of God. I really do. I believe that this is the era, this is the season that we're in. There are doorways that are open to us right now to ascend into places where God is calling us higher. And there are moments of suddenlies that we're missing because our eyes are not open, our eyes aren't fixed. So I want you just to look a little bit deeper at the word suddenly. And the Hebrew word for suddenly is pithom. 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 It has three letters. The first letter is pe, the second is tav, and the third is ayin. And the first letter pe means of the mouth, or a seed that is sown, a seed that is planted. And tav is a mark, a sign, or a seal of covenant, like we would get on like official papers where they put like a wax mark on the paper. And it's that same authority mark. So, and then ayin is the eyes, or a fountain or spring. So this can represent the watchfulness of God, or it can also represent man's ability to see something or understand to enable obedience to God. So I'm going to paraphrase that very simply. So my paraphrase is this, that when God comes into your life, this is the meaning of suddenly, okay? When God comes into your life with a suddenly or an immediately, we need to listen and see, because God at that very moment is speaking loudly. He releases seeds that become a sign of something to us, or a seal of a covenant authority, of promise, releasing an ability in man to see and understand in order to partner with God in that moment under his watchful eye. So when God comes into your life, let's make it personal. When God comes into your life with a sudden or an immediately, you need to listen and you need to see what he's doing, because God, at that very moment in your life, is speaking so loudly to you. And he is releasing something that is becoming, is either a sign to you, or it's a seal upon you for something, a mark upon you for something, an establishment of something, or a promise that he wants to bring to fruition for you. And it releases, that suddenly is releasing in you an ability to understand and to see, in order that you can partner with God at that moment under his eye, under that canopy of his watchfulness. That's such a powerful, all summed up in one word, suddenly. Suddenly. Jeremiah 1:11. I love this. The Lord took me to Jeremiah 1:11, and he says to Jeremiah, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And he said, "I see the branch of an almond tree." The Lord replied, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." So number one, what did he see? Why did he see it? And why is God watching? So what did Jeremiah see about the almond that has to do with anything? Like, seriously, why would God even show him an almond branch budded? And I really believe that at that moment, Jeremiah was being taken right back to the story in Numbers with Moses and Aaron and the budding almond branch, which was Aaron's rod, actually. And right back in Numbers 17, that's when the people were coming against Aaron and Moses. And God needed to reestablish who had the authority to come into his glory, into his presence. Out of all the leaders, out of all the high priests in the tribes of Levi, he had to reestablish Aaron as the high priest, the one that would go in before him. And what he did was he took all those branches from the leaders, the 12 leaders, and he took Aaron's as well. He put it in upon the ark, and they said, whichever, we're going to see what God's going to do here. And in the morning, and immediately, less than 24 hours later, that branch of Aaron's had just like shot little buds. It had leafed, it had blossomed, and it had borne almond nuts. Oh my days, 24 hours. How's that for a super fast harvest? So why was he showing that to Jeremiah? Because the almond, the word for almond is the word shokid. And it means to walk out of a winter sleep, to waken up into a new season. It means to awaken, to watch, to be alert. So when God said, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" He says, "I see an almond tree." Jeremiah would have known that God was saying, "Oh my gosh, this is what happened back then." He was establishing something. He was establishing the priesthood. He was establishing Aaron as a prophet priest. And what was he establishing Jeremiah as? A prophet to the nation. So Jeremiah began to understand that God wasn't just picking him out for something willy-nilly. He was picking him out to be a prophet to the nation. This was significant. So Jeremiah had the understanding that the almond meant coming out of something into something new, a new season for his life. It called him to this call in his life to awaken in his spirit. And it called him to watch. It opened his spiritual eyes to see. So he said to him, what do you see, Jeremiah? "I see the almond branch, Lord. I see it. It's budding. It's blossoming." And the Lord said, "You see correctly." So he was mentoring him. You know, Jeremiah was only 17. He's only 17, man, even as a kid. So if you're 17 today and God puts a call in your life, don't let anyone dismiss you. Don't let anyone dismiss you. Get good mentors around you that will teach you and equip you. Come on. So God was mentoring Jeremiah right at that moment when no one else was there, teaching him he could see. "What do you see? That you see correctly." "Oh my gosh, I can see in the spirit. Wow." And he was equipping him, affirming him as a prophet to the nation at 17 years old. Wow. Showing him he could see and interpret. Powerful, powerful, powerful. So the almond is a symbol of seeing, of being alert and having your eyes open. And the word almond comes in three letters again, the shin, the calf, and the dalet. The shin is representative of the tooth, of change, and of flames. And I'm thinking, like, when you think about your teeth, what do your teeth do? It transforms your food from one form to another. It transforms your food from one form to another so that it's digestible. Change happens. Change happens when you begin to digest, when you begin to break things down. When you begin to go into the revelation of God in the Holy Spirit, in the Word, you begin to chew on the Word. And that Word takes on a whole new form for you. Just like me studying suddenly, so the word almond. This is coming from just the word almond. Shokid, shin, the tooth, the change that happens, that transformation. What happens to us? It also means flames. What happens when we come into the fire of God? He breaks us down. They're like the teeth of God in our life. They break us down. They change us. They bring transformation in our lives. Come on. I am not the same as I was. I'm not the same as I was a year ago. Never mind. A blah, 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 blah. You know, calf, the second letter, means the palm of the hand, means an empty vessel. That when we come into those flames, we come in as empty vessels, yet knowing that we're safe in the hands of God. We know we're safe in the hands of God. And what happens? He fills us, he transforms us, he puts the fire on us. And then we step into the last part of that word of almond, which is the dalet, which is the doorway and an opening out of winter into spring. Woo, come on! You got to go through the mastication of the spirit, this breaking down, this giving over, becoming this empty vessel so that the fire of God can transform you into the image of Jesus, into the power and glory of the Holy Spirit within you, the fire of God. Why? So that you are equipped for the new doorway, for the new season that is upon us. Come on, guys, this is exciting. This is a new season of establishment in the kingdom of God. It's a new season of calling. If you have a call in your life that seems to have gone to the desert, it's time to form pools in that desert. It's time to form rivers in that desert. It's time to form the presence of God in that desert and let that calling arise in your life again. It's a time of breaking down, of change, of being transformed in the fire, knowing that you're held in the palm of his hands, fully trusting, fully confident in his ability to hold you in that place. So sure of his love for you, that you can become vulnerable, that you can become an empty vessel and be transformed into a powerful, beautiful, fiery, relentless child of God, ready to enter this new doorway, this new season. Isn't that exciting? My gosh. Number 17:1, the rod of Aaron not only budded, but it bore forth fruit in 24 hours. Wish my trees did that. Didn't have to look after them all summer, you know. We got to prune them, cut them, water them, feed them, get the bugs off them. Mm-mm. This rod just brought forth life and fruit in 24 hours. Why? I believe that this stick blossomed because it had been Aaron's rod. It had been the rod that was held constantly in the hand of a prophet priest. It was a rod that remained beneath the flow, the prophetic flow of the prophetic voice of the high priest every day of his life. It was saturated in the presence of God from being in and out of the tabernacle. It was saturated in the prophetic voice. It was saturated in the glory. So when something like that comes into the place of testing, it's going to blossom and it's going to produce much fruit. It's like whenever you submit to the hand of God or to the fivefold ministry leadership that God has established and put in your life. God begins to put order in your life. And so it is, like, as you remain under the apostolic and prophetic word of those that God joins you with, just like that dead stick, you will also see suddenlies. You will see the immediatelys of God in your life. You will see the resurrection power of God manifest in your life, which will bring forth the suddenlies of God in your awaited situations and circumstances. I want to be like the rod held in the hand of the Lord, that whenever I come into his presence, I just blossom more and more and more. You know, God will bring about situations in your life where you have to choose. You can make choices for him, what he has called you to do, or you can make choices against him and what he has called you to do. It's your choice. But for both of these things, there will be suddenlies and immediatelys to assist you in choosing well for him. So in both of these situations, both of these, there will be suddenlies and there will be immediatelys that will assist you in choosing well for him, for you, for your identity as a son and a daughter, for your character growth, for the calling and destiny he's purposed for your life, for your identity. Or there'll be suddenlies and immediatelys to call you back into the place of surrender. There will come shakings, because when you've said yes to Jesus, he will pursue you. And he will pursue and he will come to a place of overtaking you. And he will shake what needs to be shaken to bring forth his purposes in your life. So for me, it's like, do you know what? I just surrender. I just surrender. I give in. You can have it all. You can have it all. I trust you. I am in the palm of your hands and I'm choosing to be an empty vessel. I'm stepping into your fire, God. I'm stepping in so that you can transform me, so that I am ready and equipped and I carry the anointing for this next season in life. In John 4, it turns around and he says, 4 months till harvest? Really? 4 months till harvest? Well, I don't know how long we've got until harvest, a little bit more than 4 months. But he says, open your eyes and see what the time is now. The time is now. It's not in 4 months. It's not in 6 months. It's not in 2 years. God says the time of your harvest, your personal harvest in your life is now. It's now. And I declare over you today that this is going to be a season of exponential harvest in your life. I declare that the time is now. I declare that your harvest is now. I declare that it is immediate and there will be no more delays. I declare no more delays in your life. Come on. Come on. You know, your some days are now 2 days. Your some days are now 2 days. It's time to do. It's time to do. It's not someday, maybe, or one day. It is today. It is today, guys. We don't have time to mess about. We don't have time to just sally along. We need to come into that place of the almond to be in the fire of God, to be transformed, to be made alive for this new season, go through the new doorways that God has opened up for us in this season. Yeah. Can I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're coming into amazing times. We are coming into fast track times of God. Fast track times of God. Amos 9:13 says, the days are coming when the reaper will overtake the plowman and the planter by the one treading the grapes. There's such a harvest coming that we are going to be still harvesting when they're replanting. When the seeds are going to be sown, and as they're sown, it's going to be like Aaron's rod. It's going to bud, flower, and produce fruit right there in that day. Seed sown, fruit produced, seed sown, fruit produced. We're going to be like, well, the seeds are sown. Oh, I'm gathering the fruit. Well, I'm throwing the seeds. I'm gathering the fruit. Come on, it's a harvest. It's not 4 years or 4 months. It's today. It's not someday, maybe one day. It's today. Woo! I get so excited. Things are going to happen fast, guys, and you need to be ready. Shakid. Be watching, be looking, suddenly. Acts 2:2, suddenly, Shakid, a sound. Are you ready for the sound? There was one night in this house when we laid hands on new believers, new beginners in Christ, babies in Christ. And as we laid hands, all three of us laid hands on them at the same time. And there was a thunder that came around us. Andrew and Mary will say yay to that. There was a thunder that came around of us, two belts of thunder. And yet it was bright outside. There was no thunder. There was no rain. There was no clouds. But thunder came and it shook our house. We felt it in the room. God entered the room with us suddenly to mark it as a sign of covenant.
He sure did.
Oh, my days. Why did it happen? It was promised. We gathered in unity. Who are you gathering with today? Who are you gathering with that's going after the promise of presence? Who are you gathering with that's on fire for Jesus, that wants to worship until something happens, that believes that we don't want to wait for a someday or a one day, that we want it today?
Come on. It's your tribe.
Woo, yeah, where's your tribe? Are you waiting for the sound? Are you going to create something that's going to bring the sound? Are you going to sit there and wait for it? Are you going to do something that calls God in? Smith Wigglesworth says, if God doesn't move, I'll move God. Song of Songs says, every time we turn our gaze toward him, it captivates his heart. There's a suddenly that happens in the heavenlies when you turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and all the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the sight of his beauty and grace. There's something happens when you turn your eyes on Jesus, people. There's nothing like it. It causes the suddenlies to come of his presence. It causes the glory clouds of his presence. It causes healing of our hearts, healing of our bodies. It causes the immediatelys to happen. Who are you gathering with? Waiting for the sound. Waiting for the promise. How? Come on. As we come into land, I want to declare a few suddenlies and immediatelys over you today. Numbers 12, verse 4. Suddenly, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud. They came to the tabernacle of meeting. We're here today in the tabernacle of meeting, together in the Spirit. We're together in the room of the Spirit. We may be in different natural locations, but together we're in the spiritual realm, together. So I declare over you today that there's a suddenly of God coming upon you even now, of the presence of the Lord as you come in. It says, suddenly the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud. I declare that over you today. Just receive that. Just receive that. Ezekiel 37:7, suddenly there was a rattling of bones and they came together. I declare over you that this is a season of the suddenlies of God, when things are coming together as has been promised. I just saw this discord and this disheveled things that were here and there like a broken jigsaw puzzle. And I just declare that Ezekiel 37 over you, suddenly the bones came together. Suddenly I declare that things are coming together in this season. I declare that suddenly things are going to come together for you in this season. Mark 5:29, immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. So I declare over you today watching, if you are struggling with suffering in your body, put your hand on your body and I just declare over you and receive today your healing. I declare over you today that long-standing wounds are being healed immediately. Immediately, I declare over you today for sickness to go immediately in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. I declare over you today long-standing wounds of your heart to be healed as you release forgiveness. If you like need to release forgiveness to someone right now, do that. Release that forgiveness to them so that the suddenly of the Lord can come upon you. If you need to let someone go, forgive them, let it go. Let it go. This is the day, not someday, maybe, or one day. It is today. It is now. Release that thing. Release that person. Holding them is making you sick. The Bible says that bitterness and unforgiveness are death to our bones. So I declare over you today that long-standing wounds be healed in Jesus' name. Receive that today. I break off words that have been spoken against you, over you, words that have cursed you and held you. We break it right now in Jesus' name. And I declare those long-standing wounds are being healed. Jesus' name. Acts 2:2, suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came down from heaven and filled the whole house. Not just the part like, you know, like their lounge. It says it filled the whole house, the whole place, the whole room. Everywhere was filled. Everywhere was filled with the glory of God. And I declare today that suddenly encounters are coming as you take time with God. Encounters of heaven where you hear the sounds and the vibrations of heavenly kingdom. Receive that, I declare. Suddenly encounters are coming for you today as you take time with God. Encounters of heaven. Encounters where you'll hear the sounds and feel the vibrations of heavenly kingdom. Acts 16:26. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, immediately, the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains fell off. You know, people, you may be listening to this today and you don't know God as your Savior. You've never given your life to Jesus. Well, you know that He loves you so much that He came and He took all your stuff. He took your sin. He took your shame. He took your failures. He took your regrets and He took them upon Himself, lifted them off you and took them upon Himself so that you didn't have to carry them. So today, if you don't know Jesus, there's a cross where He died for you. There's a grave where He rose for you. There's a power that He gave for you. And I just want to invite you into that place today. I want to invite you to come so that your chains will fall off. If there's things in your life that are holding you today and holding you bound, if there's habits and addictions that are holding you today, Jesus is your only answer. Jesus is the only thing that can break those things off your life, those things that you've partnered with, those things that you've chosen to go with. Only Jesus can break those off. Amen. It takes something and someone outside of you to do that. And He's here today. And He wants you to come as an empty vessel. He wants you to come and bring your sin to Him, your shame to Him, your guilt to Him, your regrets to Him right now. And if that's you, I'm just inviting you to do that. Just take a moment. Just confess your sin to Him. Just kneel at the cross, confess your sin to Him, bring your shame. Those things that you wouldn't tell anybody else about, He knows already. And He still loves you. Bring your regrets. Bring that thought life to the cross. And I'm just going to pray over you now. I want you to repeat it after me. Jesus, I come before you today. I acknowledge that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you took my sin, my shame, my regrets, my thought life. And you took it upon yourself as you suffered on that cross. And that when you died, God, my old life died with you. And when I rose with you again. I believe that I rose with you, Jesus. I believe that I have a new life today. I believe that I am now your child. I declare I am a child of God. I declare I am a child of God. And if you said that prayer today, then I declare over you the suddenness of God to come, to break off those habits, to break off those addictions, to break off that grieving, to break off that mindset, those lies that have haunted you, those words that have held you bound. I break them off you in the name of Jesus right now, right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name. Receive, receive, receive. And I just impart right now the Holy Spirit to you. He says that he will send the Holy Spirit and he will fill you with the resurrection power of Christ. So right now, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive, receive, receive. Fill them, Lord. Each one. Fill them. Thank you that they are new creations. Born again. New creations. The old is gone. Dead in the grave. They've risen to new life with you. Filled with your Spirit. I just want you to declare, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. My sin is gone. Do you know all that stuff is gone? He doesn't look at it. He doesn't read it. Even now, he doesn't remember it. He doesn't look at you and see any of it. He sees his son, Jesus. He sees purity and love. He sees you a finished product. And yeah, there's a process. But he sees you finished and perfect and holy. When he looks at you, he sees his son. He sees love. And he will continue to love you and change you and transform you until the day you meet him face to face. So I declare over you today, every chain of addiction, every chain of habit, every chain of a perverted mindset, I break it off you today in Jesus' name, that the suddenly of God would come and those chains are falling even now to the ground. This is a season where there's a new door open to you. And God is saying, walk out of that prison. That prison door is open. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Let's go. Let's go. Revelation 4:2, immediately I was in the Spirit. And I'm just calling those people that have just given their lives to Christ and those that are watching today, take a moment, even now, and just say, God, catch me up in your Spirit. Immediately I was in the Spirit. Immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne set in heaven and one sitting on the throne. Oh, I declare today that this is the season of the suddenlies and immediatelys of translations. This is a season of suddenly and immediately translations into the spirit realm, where you encounter the beauty of heaven, where you encounter the beauty of God, where you hear his heartbeat so closely, where you get to see and hear in the realm of his presence. I call that, I declare that over you, the suddenlies of ascending, the suddenlies of being translated into that place. Last one, Isaiah 42:9. The past events have indeed happened. Now, suddenly, immediately, I declare new events. I announce them to you before they occur. And I declare over you in this season, behold, it springs forth into a new day. New seasons are birthing and bringing forth new ideas, new understandings of things to come, even before they happen. There's a new spirit of revelation that is birthing, fresh anointing to hear God, fresh anointing to see God, to see and to action the heart and the plans of God in these days. I declare over you the suddenlies of being able to see like Jeremiah, of being able to hear like Isaiah, of being able to walk in the heavenlies like John. I declare that over you today. that you would experience the suddenlies and the immediatelies, and that you would be like that almond tree, that almond rod, that you would bud and blossom and bear forth as you allow him to transition you and transform you in an empty vessel, being filled with his fire, being filled with his passion, entering through the new doorways of this season into new experiences with him, into fresh revelation with him, to walking with him, new boots for a new day, new coat for a new season. I declare that over you. Receive today what the Spirit has for you. What mantle are you carrying? What mantle are you growing? What mantle are you using to mentor those around you? What is it he has put in your hand to do? What is it he's calling you to? Who are you? Who are you in God? What are the suddenlies that he's going to bring about this week, today, tomorrow? It's not time for someday, maybe one day. It's today. Let's not waste today. Father, we choose today. We choose not to waste it, God. We choose to have eyes open to see the suddenlies that you come, to mark us, to seal us, to put your mark of authority upon us, to show us something, to enable us to partner with you in a new way. We choose today, God, to be responsive to your immediatelies, your requests, that we would answer and behave and respond quickly. We choose today, God, to expect the signs of heaven, to expect translation to the spirit realm, to expect immediate healings, to expect your presence in a whole new way in this season, to expect new doorways. So today, God, we come and we say, Lord, transform us even more for this season that is coming. Let us be ready. Let us be equipped. Let us be full of your fire to walk through this new doorway with you into this new season of today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning on Father's House. If you have any questions, or if you would like to talk more about anything that you've heard today, then please email us on Father's House, office at Father's House. .co.uk, office at fathershouse.co.uk. I'm not very good at email remembrances, not too good. But if I would love to hear from you, if you need to talk, or if you want someone just to bounce things off, or if you've given your life to Jesus today, I would love to hear from you. Office at fathershouse.co.uk. Please contact us. We would love to meet with you and talk with you. Thank you for being with us today.